This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Grab the open sign. Get that on-air light on. No, grab me, hand me that open sign. There we go. Let's get that open sign up. Man, that screw was longer than the last one. Woo! We got that open sign up. That means one thing, folks. Auto World's open. Welcome into the store. The Auto World store. Or can we actually say it just radio store? Internet store? TV store? Absolutely. Good to have you along in the store here today. Here on the second hour of Auto World, I'm your host, Mark Evans. Glad to be here for you, and I'm sure happy that you're here for me. We're a good family each and every week. Auto World family. That a lot of you are purposely tuning in, and I do appreciate that. When I say purposely, is you purposely shut down your life, whatever you were doing, mowing the lawn, doing your hair, doing your nails, even at the shoe store, maybe looking for a new pair of tennis shoes to run faster, and you just shut it down just to tune into Auto World. And I salute you for that. I want to give you a big hug right now because we're all healthy. Here's your hug. Oh, that's a long hug. That's what I'm talking about right there. Thank you. Appreciate that. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I get a lot of emails from you. I get calls from you. We are interactive at all times. Throughout the week, and right now we're live from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Yes, I'm back in the Greasy Garage Studio. I didn't walk down the hall this last week. No, we've been pretty busy in the Greasy Garage Studio. Of course, answering questions, fixing cars, why this, why that. And one of the big whys, I'm saying why, where's my parts, is what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. We're rebuilding and restoring a Ford Bronco. Very exciting. It's been sitting next to customer's garage outside. And the window was broke on the... Oh, it's just sad to see it. But it's been towed into the Greasy Garage, and we are making it happen. Pulled the engine out here the other day. Going to put a 351 modified in it. El Dorado. Oh, yeah. Big carburetor on the top of it. Put some chrome on that bad boy. And, of course, it's going to look like it just came out of the showroom floor. Actually, better. I hate to brag, but it will be better. I tend to like to do that. It's going to be... Some of the wires will be hidden. Purposely, we do that. I've done quite a few over the last 45 years of touching and tasting and smelling and burning my hands and all that, rebuilding and restoring cars. And got some tricks up my sleeve. And we're going to make that Ford Bronco look really, really good for the gentleman and his wife and his family to get in and drive and have fun. And that's what it's all about. And then, of course, along the way, oh, yeah, I think there's a F-150 Ford out there, that 4.6 that blew another spark plug out. I said it. You Ford owners, you might have experienced this. If you haven't, and you folks that are listening that haven't experienced the Ford 4.6 blowing spark plugs out, I said it. They blow the spark plugs out, folks. You're driving down the road. Next thing you know, you hear this. It's the compression coming out of the cylinder because there's no spark plug in it. Not good. I have a special tool. We pull the fuel rail off. We get the coil out of the way that's actually just hanging there now. We pull the spark plug out of the hole, and then got an alignment tool. We drill the hole out, and we re-tap the hole. We put a new Healy coil in there, a thread insert, and then the original type of spark plug number goes back into the thread and insert. We tighten them up, and when you do that, then that spark plug will never fly out of the hole again. I kind of wondered why Ford, put the spark plug right in the center of the combustion chamber for the spark plug to be able to take all the compression air. It's like a big air compressor just blowing that spark plug and trying to get it out of there. Yeah. makes people unhappy when they do hear that noise. And we've got one of those out there I believe we've got to get to this week. So this is how you do it. Right here on Auto World, we help you fix cars. We help you. We have trivia coming your way. We're going to be talking about that.
What?
Yeah. The 5-mile-per-hour thing that could help you with your chores and or even wash your car. We're going to bring that to you here the second hour. And we're going to talk about the... Wake up, Marco. The Z's behind the Nissan. This hour, you're on Auto World, but most of all, your emails are priority. Your phone calls are priority. You are the star of the show here on Auto World. How to call me right now? Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. To make you sound good at 855-660-4261. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, with any kind of concerns. Now, this last week I had some consulting that took place, and when I say that, I always kind of basically promote this on the air live through all of our great affiliates, all of you listening on your great radio station in your city, and sitting in the grandstands this week. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be in each and every city. It's kind of like a musician, you know, playing up on the stage, and you have that amount of people, you know, in front of you, and you're rocking and rolling or doing country or rap or whatever you might be doing in front of the people in front of you. Well, I'm so honored and very, very proud to be in these cities that we are in, which is quite a few, syndicated network, Genesis Communications Network, bringing it to you, and I've got quite a bit of you there, and I'm here to help you and have fun with you. Yes, the music might not be loud, but my voice might be fast and loud. I think that was a movie at one time, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. So with that said, let's get those emails. We're going to share another email with you today in the second hour. And also, this email is going to be something that the crew here pulled out exclusively for me to share it to help this gentleman. No names are going to be mentioned. I'm going to honor the gentleman's wish. I'm not even going to talk about where this email came from, what city. Honoring the wish of our emailer and our great listener. So we'll get to that here in the second hour. But like I say, email me at any time at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. 855-660-4261. Consulting-wise, though, definitely you can email me through the week. And if you have a problem with your shop or you don't understand what they're talking about, auto body shop, I'm certified there. Automotive repair shop, I'm certified in the repair world. Also, the adjusting world, the values and prices of your car after you get in an accident. Yes, I'm certified in that area also. Had an appraising adjusting business for quite a few years to get the right price for you to get your car fixed when you met somebody by accident. Okay. So here's a little trivia to kick off the hour. What? Yeah, I love trivia. That's right. That's right. What was the first production car in the world with laser headlights? Some of you might be listening to Auto World, and it's dark out right now, later in the evening. And I thought, you know, let's do a headlight trivia question. So let's ask that again. What was the first production car in the world with laser headlights? You know, I'm not even going to answer that. I'm going to throw that out to you for some great gifts. We've got the Lincoln Continental here that's been beat. I think this thing for sure was in a jalopy stock demolition derby at one time because it's beat up in every single corner for sure. Top, bottom. Well, the crew got on the roof and made sure that the roof was not straight. Thanks, you guys. We could have chopped the top on this thing, but no, they had to get up on the top and jump up and down on it. Anyway, in the trunk, I put a bunch of gifts. And those gifts are detail-type gifts. We're going to be talking about something like that, maybe probably later, too, about how to detail, clean, and all that. But I've got some gifts in there for you, so let's answer this trivia question here on Auto World. For all the gifts, detail your car inside and out, your truck inside and out, and I've got some Stay Clean. That's for your lawnmowers, believe it or not. You spray the deck, and the grass doesn't stick on it. So here's the question. What was the first production car in the world with laser headlights? Oh, we're going to take a little short break. We come back. The headlights are on. Microphone temperature. Oh, it's 102 still. That's a good seat. Good seat. Oh, seat temperature, you say? 101. We're warming it up. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Doing my job on the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Pull it over! Oh, I hate those lights flashing behind me and the whistles going off telling me to pull it over.
Oh, that's not good times.
It costs money. God, what is the average speeding ticket today? I don't know. I'm so lucky. I'm not out there taking one of these automobiles I have and speeding. For some reason, I know what it costs to fix them and the time it takes to fix them. So I'm not out there doing a lot of smoky burnouts, just a few. Oh, yeah, behind that Dodge Coronet I've got, that 440. Oh, yeah, oh, it's fun. It's fun. But, yeah, did you get a violation lately, folks? A speeding ticket, maybe your blinker, your bulbs burn out, and they pulled you over because it wasn't blinking to the right or to the left? How about no headlights? How about taillights? No taillights? We don't see a lot of that anymore. The cars are they're so much better. I mean, truthfully, I remember back in the days when I started in the gas station, Conoco station, and you drove in and you ran over the little rubber rope that had air in it that went, when you smashed it with your tires, it would go ding, ding, and I would run out and say, hello, how you doing? What do you need? Well, I replaced so many headlights and taillight bulbs back in the day that today we just don't even have them in stock. I mean, it's just very rare to even see them out. So, but hey, I want to ask you this question though. 'Tis the season. Do you have a rag top or a convertible top? Good question.
Hey, Goose Monkey, show me what you got.
Oh, ho, ho, Grisha. I'll show you what I got. Well, it's time right now because, well, as you heard it, show me what you got. Have you heard about the thing called the bot? 5 mile an hour? Yeah, it's a 5 mile an hour. It can do the chores around the house, maybe. It's coming your way. It could maybe even wash your car. Oh, yeah, Tesla. The CEO, Elon Musk, of course, on Thursday unveiled the humanoid robot called the bot, the Tesla bot. It runs on the same AI system used by the Tesla's fleet of autonomous vehicles, folks. It's a functioning version. The robot is like a humanoid, as they call it. Take a look. I welcome you over to the Outer World Radio Facebook page, and or my personal, Mark Evans, is the address over there. Take a look at that picture of the Tesla bot. It's 5 feet 8 inches tall. It weighs about 125 pounds. It's made out of a lot of lightweight materials. Oh yeah, Tesla, Elon Musk, he's doing it again. He's using the same you know, the full self-driving system, the AI system, as he has in the cars, in order to put it in a humanoid robot called the bot. Elbows, knees, it's got all that. In fact, a little technical data on the screen, as you see in the photo there on my Facebook page and Auto World Radio's Facebook page, the face is a screen used for, of course, information. It's made out of very lightweight materials. It's got human-level hands, folks, two-axis feet for balancing itself. It can walk. Like I stated, they stated that it has 5 mile an hour speed on it. So, I don't know. That's the bot. And I'm wondering, when it comes down to it, this gentleman, Elon Musk, he brought us Tesla. Electric cars, of course. Some of you own those. Charter members I know that own them and happy with them. And we've talked about them here on the air. And now you can get a bot, a humanoid robot, to maybe wash the Tesla car. I don't know. That would be quite unique, wouldn't it? I do need a bot to wash all my cars. And then I'd ask it, don't forget to vacuum them. I want that thing vacuumed, bot. Get it done. And get that carpet vacuumed to 5 miles an hour, please. Get her going. Oh, yeah. Welcome your emails. We're going to... Now, let's step it back a little bit and talk about something that I've been kind of putting off, and it's time right now. Z. Wake up. Oh, the Z. Oh, yeah, the Nissan Z car, folks. They're going to unveil it. They have unveiled it. They're bringing it back to us. Oh, yeah, the Nissan Z. Datsun sold over 46,000 Z cars in 1973, but only 3,302 Nissan 370Zs were ever sold in 2019. A lot has changed since that very first one. I know that I worked on the Z cars back in the day, back in the 74, 1975, and the straight six, of course, all the carburetors on there, and that's what I worked on a lot, overhauled them, learned a lot, of course, trying to keep them running, but those cars have been selling for over $100,000 plus at the auctions. The Datsun Nissan Z-Car. We need to get delivering David. He drives a Datsun B210. We need to get him a Z-Car. Well, the 240Z was introduced in the 60s. The car was ranked, well, great Japanese things, of course, happened, and that was one of them. They had a Nikon, the Nikon cameras, of course, the Sushi, the Japanese folks did, but they brought the 240Z to us. Very long, of course, with that straight six cylinder in it. Over the years, they've changed. The 1970s, the Z-Car became the ZX with crushed velour upholstery, T-tops, and a, well, flabby suspension, of course. Kind of a little loose. I had a friend of mine that we used to put our snow skis in the back of the thing, lift the lid, put the back snow skis in, go up to the local ski hill here in Boise, and go skiing with it. Talk about a flabby suspension in the wintertime on the roads. Oh, yeah. The pre-Zs, though, the Z wasn't Nissan Datsun's first two-seat sports car. In 1959, Datsun became selling the Sports 1000 Roadster. The Fair Lady 1000 in Japan is what they called it, powered by a 1-liter four-cylinder. But it was the 1963 Sports 1500 with its 85-horsepower 1.5-liter four that established Datsun as a sports car builder in North America. Oh, yeah. Eventually, though, the Sports 1600, the Sports 2000, as the engine game gained displacement. Oh, yeah. The last sports car 2000 left production just as the Z car arrived during 1970. Remember the, I can't really call it banana yellow, but it was like a cream yellow and a little bit of banana in there, too. Quite a little different car, of course. Long nose, fastback rear hatch. That means the windshield was, I mean, the back window was pretty much flat. That's why they call it the fastback. It looked fast sitting still. Little two-seater 240Z. The Fair Lady Z, of course, looked like a sharpened version of the Jaguar E-Type. And here's the cost of it back in that day. It cost only $3,601. I don't know what about that one thing, but it's the truth. Oh, yeah. It was tested in June 1970 issue, a 2.4-liter single overhead cam, 12-valve straight six made, 151 horsepower. That was fed into a four-speed manual transmission. Had to have a clutch. Ha! Cars don't have clutches today, do they? Oh, no. Paddle shifters, maybe. Rear-wheel drive, of course. What's the speed of this bad boy? 60 miles an hour in 7.8 seconds. Wow. Times have changed. Those Teslas are, I think, what, 2 seconds? We're going to come right back really slow, though. Take a breather. Take a breather. Relax. Grab a Kit Kat. I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Henri making landfall near Westerly, Rhode Island, lashing the coast with heavy wind and rains. Heavy rain and dangerous storm surge is being reported in coastal areas and thousands have lost power. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. government's main goal in Afghanistan is to get U.S. citizens out of the country safely. Sullivan telling Fox News Sunday,
Last 24 hours, about 8,000 people on about 60 flights evacuated from Kabul Airport. Since this effort began at the end of July, about 30,000 people all told on our military flights and on charter flights that we've helped to organize and get out of the airport.
The Biden administration saying on Sunday that 18 commercial aircrafts will be used to help ferry people who have been evacuated from Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
No way. I've got the bot, the BOT, the bot, the Tesla bot doing my car washes for me. Oh, yeah, that 125-pound robot. Humanoid. Wash it at 5 miles per hour. Oh, that'd be a fast wash. Man, that get back because you're probably going to have soap in your eyes just standing there watching because the bot's so fast getting it clean. I don't know if it'd be really a good job. Hey, with that said, I do have some great detail. Car wash soap and quick detailer and some tire endurance for your sidewalls of your tire. And I've got a bottle of odor eliminator in the Lincoln Continental truck here that we've got ready to give out to each and every one of you. And Bridget, the first hour, she did send me an email so I can send her an address. I can send her some of the great stuff. She emailed us in the first hour. And why I'm saying this, because I do have an answer to our trivia question from Ray. He's listening to us in Oklahoma City. Let's do a shout-out. Oklahoma City. Shout out! KZ. Oh, yeah. KZLS. It's always worthy of a shout out horn. KZLS, AM 1640, Oklahoma City, Edmond. Oh, yeah. Stillwater, Oklahoma. Thank you. I do appreciate it. And he says, here's the trivia question, first and foremost. What was the first production car in the world with laser headlights? He says, it is the BMW i8. Do you have one of those? Is that why you knew that trivia question? Most people know BMW, but they didn't know about the i8. Let us know. Hey, thank you for emailing us out of Oklahoma City. Good to have you folks along, each and every one of you, in between the Oklahoma City and Edmond and Stillwater. Oh, yeah. Each and every one of you are welcome. I appreciate you sitting in the grandstands with me today. Elevation 2730 here in Boise, Idaho. Let's check the mic temperature real quick. Oh, it's 102. It's going up. You know what that's saying. Seat temperature is 104. I am really warming up here. A little more trivia with that i8, that BMW i8, folks. Laser headlights? What? Yes, the option, laser headlights on the BMW i8. Ensure a high beam range of up to 600 meters, effectively doubling the illumination range of a modern LED headlight high beams. All of you have had a few of those headlights pointing at you, coming at you down a two-lane road. Don't you just love the freeways? Of course, we have two lanes on one side, two lanes on the other side. Some of you have four lanes on one side, four lanes on the other side. Some of you have six lanes. I can go on forever. But don't you just love it? They're all over there pointing at you, coming, of course, on their side. But the lights are so bright. You're like, whoa. Well, that's how you kind of say to yourself, wait a minute. Is that basically the kind of car I should go look for? Because that's one thing I hate. I grew up with the old 6014 was the part number. The old round headlights and the old cars. Yeah, I'm not that old because it sure wasn't kerosene lanterns out in front. But boy, they were just like yellow. Yellow. No headlights at all. And of course, now Mercedes-Benz, they've had them out for quite a few years. If you didn't know this, some of you that even own the Mercedes-Benz might not have known this. And BMWs, etc., the luxury brands. Mercedes-Benz has a little camera, and they're not the only brand that has it. They have a little camera on the inside on the dash that point when you sit down in the driver's seat, into the cockpit of your race car, Mercedes-Benz race car, that is, that C-Class maybe, whatever class you have, that SUV Mercedes. Well, that camera then finds your pupil in your eyeball and adjusts what? All the mirrors. The seat, steering wheel, and you can even ask it to turn on the air conditioner in the seat and the heater in the seat. But the main point here is it adjusts everything for you to get you correctly positioned to drive that rocket ship called the Mercedes down the road. And it also adjusts the headlights, folks, for where your eyeballs are planted at in the windscreen for you folks across the pond, windshield over here. It's kind of a neat invention. I know that when you start your car up, you'll notice that some of the Mercedes-Benz, Lexus, BMWs, Volvos, etc., when you start those cars up, you'll notice headlights go bzz, bzz. Yeah, because they're adjusting to where you need to have them adjusted to. Unlike my 1916 Chevrolet, yes, it's got headlights. First year for headlight electric option back in that day, 1916. Talking about going back in time, let's do it. It's time. Do you have a convertible or ragtop? 'Tis the season for that convertible, isn't it? When it comes out to be warm weather. Of course, I see a few of you around Boise, Idaho here, driving in January and February, and there's light snow in the air. That white gold is coming down, as the body shops call it. And you know why it's white gold? Because you slip and slide, and you end up getting in a crash, and it's gold for the body shops. It's money. Be careful driving there, but yeah, I see the convertibles down in the winter a little bit. Well, convertible or cabriolet, another name for it, is a passenger car that can be driven winter with or without the roof in place, of course, called the convertible. Some of you call them a ragtop. Potential drawbacks of convertibles are reduced by structural integrity, though, folks. Engineering modifications to the counteractive effects of course, the removing of your car's roof. That's right. See, your roof, your windscreen, windshield, is designed, and the hardtop coupe is designed to structurally give the body shell a capsule to make you safe. And, of course, the Mustang back in the day, they cut that roof off the Mustang. Ford, you know, they thought, well, let's do a convertible. Let's just take the two-door coupe and cut the thing off, cut the hardtop off, and put a ragtop in there and fit and finish it correctly and all that. Well, they did, but the body frame wasn't designed. It started folding. The inner side doors started coming in on you. The majority of convertible roofs are, of course, folding construction framework. Actual top made from what? Cloth or other fabric? Plastic sometimes. Oh, yeah. Let's go into terminology a little bit. Cabriolet? Yeah. Maybe a drop top, drop head coupe. Open two-seater, open top, rag top, soft top, spider, and even a spider. That's what they all call these different names for these rag tops. In the United Kingdom, the historical term for a two-door convertible is drop head coupe. And a four-door convertible was called an all-weather tour way back when. History says that, in fact, in 1897, Daimler had a Grafton Phaeton convertible. That was 1897. So far back. Well, was that because maybe steel wasn't available like we have, of course, today at a very high price? In 1939, Plymouth introduced the first mechanically operated convertible top. In 1939, that was. It was Plymouth in 1939. Demand for convertibles, of course, increased as a result of American soldiers in France and the United Kingdom during World War II experiencing small roadster cars, which were not available in the United States at that time. These roadsters, folks, included the MG Midget and the Triumph Roadster. And boy, have they gone up in price. Have you got a Midget? Hey, there's some trivia for you. Why'd they call it the Midget? Do you have one? Boy, they are fun to drive, too. 1950s and 1960s. Oh, yeah. The economical compact size models such as the Rambler American and the Studebaker Lark. Packard Caribbean, the Oldsmobile 98. The Imperial by Chrysler. T-tops, ragtops, convertibles, drop head. Oh, yeah. Tis the season, ragtops. Pull them down. Like they say, the price goes up when you drop the top. I'm Mark Evans right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We see the darkest things. Black back and seven rounds, jeeps in the city where big diamond rings and silver suits. There's corrugated thin checks full of a cancer, man. I don't mean a handstand luxury. When you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies that come with the scenery. Now come on, baby. Get in the road.
Out of the middle of the road.
Oh, that's scary. I'm glad you're not in the middle of the road. I'm glad you're with us here on the Genesis Communications Network, syndicated network that carries Auto World. This is Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, your host. Good to have you along. Absolutely. Well, it is time today, right now, on the second hour of Auto World to, of course, share emails again. And that email address is Auto World Radio. One word, folks. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. You can also, I've been a little slack here today, you can, promoting it, the Facebook Messenger. You can Facebook message me. Do. Please do. Some of you have in the past, and keep it up. I do appreciate it. The address on Facebook is my name, Mark Evans. Sitting behind the microphone, some cars in the background, that's who I am. Auto World got the oil in the veins. It's flowing pretty good today. That's good. In fact, I've been talking about the microphone temperature and the seat temperature, and oh, man, the floor temperature is actually warming up the floor temperature. I guess we could call that the track temperature here. 98 degrees. Man, my feet must be sweating. Oh, have you ever thought about driving with no shoes on? How about taking the socks off, please? Drive with bare feet, folks. Do. When you're on a long family trip. What? Oh, yeah. Get over there to my Auto World Radio Facebook page. Take a look at the family that's in that beautiful-looking car. Oh, yeah, it's also that same picture's on my Instagram account, Auto World Media. Beautiful-looking family. You all know those that family. Go ahead and over there to Facebook, Mark Evans' Facebook page, that family. You know them. They've got a name. We're going to be talking about that name and that family on the third hour of Auto World. Family trip is what it's all about. Do you have the right car for that family trip? Hopefully you've didn't slip away yet on that family trip. We still got some summertime days left, and some of you wait till the kids get in school, and then, of course, in another week, we'll be slipping away on that family trip. We're going to be talking about a lot of things about a family trip and what should you have in your car on for the family trip and what kind of car are you driving. And, in fact, that picture there, I wouldn't be driving that car that's in my photo there on my Mark Evans Facebook page, and or I wouldn't be driving that I wouldn't be driving that car either on the Auto World Radio Facebook page. Anyway, welcome you over there. Each and every week, of course, we put a lot of fun up there. Now, it is time to share an email that we actually pulled out of the email. And what we do, you email us, we print it out here in Auto World and put it on paper, and the crew kind of highlights certain ones that they want me to read on the air, and then, of course, I help you during the week direct also, live, typing them at the day you email me. I try to get to them as soon as possible. Some of them I don't get to, and I keep trying, and I will keep trying. We'll get you fixed. We'll get you fixed. And by the end of the week, Saturday, usually, I end up finalizing all the emails and getting everybody fixed, and that's what it's all about. Now, I've got an email here, and names aren't going to be mentioned, because this is what I'm honoring our listener and also our emailer here. This person is now a charter member. He says, "Howdy, Mark." He says, "I can air it on the air." And that's what I want to point out to you folks, too. If you do not want me to talk about it live on the air, then just say, nope. Just like this gentleman says, you can air it live if you'd like. He says, I brought my vehicle to a shop for various regular services, including tire rotation. After services was supposedly completed, I drove away and checked their work. That is when I discovered that they did not rotate my tires because I had clearly marked each rim and photographed each tire's location on my own documentation purposes. I returned to the shop and asked if they have forgot to rotate my tires. My service advisor claimed my tires were rotated, and their two servicemen claimed they had done so. After I explained the situation to the shop manager, he refunded the fee for tire rotation. The following day, I checked the other work and found each item that were paid to perform was not done properly. Obviously, I can no longer trust that shop, and I plan not to return there. My question is, how would you deal with this type of issue, and how can your listeners trust any service shop? My view is all shops should allow their customers to quietly observe all work being performed, however most, if not at all. Thank you. Now, this is, and thank you, by the way, to the emailer that sent us that, and I'm very honored to air this, because you're absolutely right. Now, you marked your tires, you took photos of those tires, you went in to have that done, and didn't get done. And you said the other work didn't get done properly either, because you checked it out later. What can I say with this? You're absolutely right. First and foremost, I do know that a lot of the towns I've been in, the new dealerships that are approximately 3 to 4, maybe up to 5 years old, they've built viewing windows. They've actually cut a hole in the wall, if they hadn't had it before, from the waiting room into the service space for you to look to see if they're actually doing what they're getting paid to do, which is a good sign. Now, on that side, do you really want to stand at the fish window, I call it, and watch that technician constantly if they're doing it? Well, yes, you can. Absolutely. But there's a couple things that I want to share with, like this emailer said, to please share with the listeners, and how can our listeners trust any service shop? Trust is a big word when it comes to automotive repair, folks. And it's just not talk. You know, they talk to you, And that sometimes might not be the trust. You know, you just trust what they're saying and what they're talking about. So here's what you need to do, just like the emailer did. Take a picture. Take a picture of, you might not have to mark the tires like the emailer did to verify. You could put a 1-on-1 and 2-on-2, you know, match them up the ones, match up the twos, etc. But take a picture and just do the common sense factor of, you're going to have tires rotated, for example. Is there any dirty handprints on the wheels? That tells you that they've actually touch the wheels to rotate them. But take pictures of the area that you're asking to be repaired. So, for example, the water pump area, take a picture of the water pump area. Take a picture of the tire area. Take a picture of the area that they're working on. And there's a lot of hidden areas. Yes, there is. So if they're doing a tune-up and having to replace spark plugs, okay, there's coils on top of the spark plugs. Look for handprints. And if you don't see any handprints, that means the shop never did touch that area. And you can take a picture. I would take a picture, first and foremost, because then you can show the shop service writer, shop owner, shop manager, shop person, or even the technician. Look at this photo, please. Now let's go out and show them the photo. Go out to your car, pop the hood, open the hood, and show them the photo right next to the engine that you got the hood popped up and say, hey, look at that. It's the same look that I see. Listen, and these cameras today are awesome because you can zoom in and look at the dust and the dirt where we've put our hands. And the biggest and the baddest, the best thing there is just ask for the old parts. Okay, so you don't know what the old part looks like. Of course you don't, because you don't do this for a living. But you sure can Google it. And when you Google that part, that water pump, you can pull up a picture of that, download it on your phone, and just look at it and say, hey, that does not look like the water pump they took off my car. That's the best part of it right there. So ask for old parts and take photos. Match up the photos with the parts. And look for the ASE, little blue star, Automotive Service Excellence, what it stands for, a little blue ASE star. So make sure they're certified to do what you're asking them to do. Old parts, get them. Pictures, take them. And I want to thank this gentleman for listening and emailing and bringing that to everybody's attention. That we do need to sit our mechanics down.
Time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.